During the past 4 weeks, we have been focusing on following in His steps. We have been recognizing the footprints we are called to follow. We have considered what it means for us to be passionate in prayer, to come intentionally into His presence through worship, to give with radical generosity, and to surrender ourselves through service. Now it is time for us to make a commitment. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Dr. Neil Epler, Associate Pastor of Congregational Care and Older Adult Ministries at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. As we prepare to commit ourselves to pray, worship, give, and serve, we want to bathe this time in prayer and seek God's guidance and blessing. Thank you for joining us. This is day 7 as we pray for our commitments for the coming year. Today we are talking about praying for surrendered service and serving. Our text comes from Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now some thoughts. Following Jesus means serving others. Jesus often reminded his disciples that to be great in his kingdom, one needs to be a servant. This contradicts what the world tells us. The world wants us to seek only what is good for us. Always think of yourself first. But Jesus teaches us to do just the opposite. Always look out for others. Seek ways to serve them and minister to them. Don't worry about receiving anything in return. Jesus lived this way during his time on earth. He shared with us the example of being a servant. Pray for God to give you a servant heart. Ask Him how you can humble yourself and do whatever He requires of you. The greatest example we see of Jesus humbling Himself and being a servant is an event that happens on His last night with His disciples. As they gathered in the upper room, the disciples were discussing among themselves who would be the greatest in God's kingdom. Jesus knew what was going on, and so He gives them a living illustration of what it means to be great in the kingdom of God. In John 13, verses 12 through 17, we read, "When He had finished washing their feet, He put on His clothes, and He returned to His place. 'Do you understand what I have done for you?' He asked them. 'You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Do you think the disciples understood what Jesus had done for them? Do you understand his message for your life? Pray that God would show you how you can serve him. Pray for your serving commitment. How can you use your gifts and talents to best serve Him? Is there something uncomfortable or unfamiliar that He is calling you to do? One thing about serving the Lord is that it should come naturally. As we grow in Christ and become more like Him, we will find ourselves serving others without really thinking about it. Matthew shares a beautiful parable of Jesus. It's about the day of judgment and how God will separate the good from the bad. What is amazing is that the righteous do not even seem to be aware of the good they are doing. Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." From Matthew chapter 25, verses 37 through 40. There are wonderful ways to serve the Lord through and in the church. But what is God asking you to do in the community and in the world outside the church? Pray that God would show you ways you can serve Him there. I close with this beautiful prayer of John Wesley called the Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside by thee, exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. And now some questions to consider. What is God saying to me about being a humble servant? Where is God calling me to serve in places that I am comfortable and feel qualified, and places where I feel uncomfortable and unprepared? Where is God calling me to serve in my community and in the world? Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.